We are on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, 71A. I believe it's probably 71A3, would be my guess.
Ayin
Aleph Amud Aleph. Right across from Tosfos, the E. On the bottom, it's A3. I was right, see, I was mechavan. Boy, Rabbi Rabchama Bar Ukva. Rabchama Bar Ukva asked the following shayla. Katan aro ma'ol l'saycha b'shem shel truma. Basically, it's saying a kid less than 8 days old who doesn't eat. So you can't ask, can you feed him truma, because he doesn't eat, he nurses. But the question is, what happens to a katan aro? Can you smear him with oil with truma? We have a halacha that we learn out. That smearing something is like drinking. Whether that is biblical or rabbinic. Right? Is the Isser Sicha Kishtiya a rabbinic Isser? It's based on a pasuk. Right? Kamayim Bekirbay, like water in him which is drinking. The pasuk equates the two of them. So the question is that biblical or rabbinic? But either way, it's aser. Sichav shemesh or truma for Yisrael is prohibited. Now here is an arol. He's not allowed to eat truma, so he's not allowed to smear oil of truma on him, because that would be using truma, and a Yisrael or a arol cannot use truma. It's not aser b'hanah, but this is called hanah shel kiloy. And let me explain that. Truma is not aser b'hanah. I can have anah from truma. If a Yisrael inherits truma, somebody gives him a present of truma, he can sell it. He can make money. There's nothing wrong in getting pleasure from truma. However, the Torah bans a Yisrael from having anah shokiloi. He cannot have anah to destroy the thing. He can't use it as fuel. He cannot use it to smear on him. It's not the Isser Hanah, it's the Isser Hanah Shokiloi.
Consumption.
Hanah of consumption. It has to be consumed by a Kayan. So now, an Aro cannot consume Truma. How about a baby Aro 4 days old? There's no Mitzvah Mila in him yet. Is he considered an Aro for this Halacha? Or is this called an Arlo Shaloi Bismanai? He's not ready yet for Mila, therefore he's not classified as an Aro. At what point is somebody classified as an Aro? At 8 days old? Or the fact that he's born an Aro? He's an Aro. That's the Shaila of Gemara. Vayi Rav Chama Bar Okva. Cut an Aro. Ma'u l'saychay b'shem shel truma. This is different than Mesuach of Machmas Mila. Mesuach of Machmas Mila is of the age of Arlos. Something happens that makes it impossible to mal him, but he has an Arlo. He has an Arla that's halachically an Arla. The question is a five-day-old have a halachic Arla or not?
Is he in the
parsha
of Arla?
Exactly. Dr. Gemara, Arla shloi bismana ma'akva, is an Arla that's not in the age of Mila yet, ma'akev or not ma'akev? Rashi.
What
Dr. Rashi. Cut an Arla teich shemayna within the 8 days of his birth. Ma'u l'saych ha'shem ha'shatruma d'kaim ala d'sicha k'shtiya. The Nabkalam Ibatabi Kamayim Bekirboy comes in like water in him, the Hashem Batsmaitsav, like oil on his bones. Ma'akva, Me'achilus Truma. Yes, Rabbi Kov.
What do you have to do with the case? Let's say that some of the milk was Truma, and you fed her, you wasn't breastfeeding.
Look, see, those days they didn't have formula. Every person had to breastfeed. You couldn't, first of all, milk is never Truma. There's no key of Truma of milk. It's only on things that grow from the ground. You don't give truma for milk. Number one. Number two is, you'll tell me the formula is made out of those ingredients. I don't know what formula is made out of. Soy, right? Soy is chai b'truma midrabanan. But the problem is, in those days, the only way a child could live is nursing. They paid women, wet nurses, to nurse children. If the mother couldn't nurse, or Rahman al-Hassan, the mother died in childbirth, they used to pay a woman who's nursing a baby anyway to nurse two babies.
So what is the
whole
thing? I know that
Din Sicha
Yom Kippur is not allowed.
That's a Drabanan or Dereis. It depends on Sicha Kishtia. Exactly.
Kishtia?
That's why? The Torah asks, we learn out that it's Aser. The question is it rabbinic or biblical?
There's certain things on Yom Kippur you can't do. One is eating.
I know
anointing is sicha.
Correct.
Okay, there's a separate thing.
Correct.
So the person Rechmasla does sicha, is he over two?
No. It's usher because it's kishtia. He's not drinking.
No. And even if one of the kishtia is over sicha.
Why is sicha usher?
It's smearing.
Why is smearing usher?
Why can't he wear leather?
Did we learn that from a pasuk?
Okay.
Where do we learn out that it's sicha usher?
I'm saying it's a separate. I have no idea.
I know. This is the pasuk.
Oh, my gosh.
I think so. It's a Gemara and Yuma. We can look it up. Rav Yaimi will get there in about 2 months, maybe a little less. You want me to look it up? I'll read it.
No.
Okay. So the Gemara, I'm Rav Zeira Tashima. So Rav Zeira said, come in here. Okay. The halacha, the Torah wrote two psukim. It says, Umalta Aisai as Yechubai. It says, if you have a son, by a son it says, I should take a chumash instead of a sukkim. I don't have a sukkim on the side of my Gemara. I don't see a chumash. Here's a chumash. In Parshas Boy, when it talks about Karban Pesach, it says two psukim. One second, I'll find it in a second. Here it is. Chal Evan Ish Miknes Kesef Umalta Isai. Right? Any Eved, you malam, then you can eat the Karban Pesach. That's what it says. Then it says, the other pasuk is where? Here it is. Mem Ches. V'chi yagu itcha ger v'as the Pesach l'Hashem. Himo loy kol zachar. V'as yikrav l'asaisai. Notice the difference. By a son it says, then you can bring the Karban Pesach. By an Eved it says, then you can eat the Karban Pesach. Two different things. You have to mow your sons and avodim in order to have a Korban Pesach. But the Torah talks about two parts of the Pesach. When it talks about a sons, it says that you can bring the Korban Pesach. When it talks about an Eved, it says that you can eat the Korban Pesach. I'm just pointing out the difference in the Pesukim. Zog the Gemara. Tashima, Eli Alamila Sekharov B'Shasasiyah V'Avodim B'Shasachilah. The pasuk only tells me your sons have to be mauled at the time you bring the Karban Pesach. The avodim have to be mauled by the time you eat the Karban Pesach. Minayin litten es omer shozeh bezeh. How about, can you bring the Karban Pesach if your avodim aren't mauled? Let's say it's Erev Pesach. You want to bring the Karban Pesach, and you'll maul your avodim after you bring the Karban Pesach, before you eat it. You'll bring the Karban Pesach 2:30 in the afternoon, and at 4:00 you'll make a bris on your avodim, and then tonight you'll eat the Karban Pesach. Pasuk says, "Az yachaboy." By the time I'm going to eat the Pesach, my avodim are mauled. But by the time I brought the Pesach, my avodim weren't mauled. But the Torah never said I can't bring a Pesach when my avodim aren't mauled. The Torah said I can't eat it. It says, "Az yachaboy." Or how about just the opposite? I brought, my kid was not eligible for Mila, and that's going to be a problem. My kid wasn't eligible for Mila at the time of bringing the Karban Pesach, but then became eligible afterwards. So when he wasn't eligible for Mila, theoretically, I don't have to maul him. So I can bring the Karban Pesach. Then he became eligible, and I didn't maul him. Can I eat the Karban Pesach? How do I know that both of them you can't bring nor eat the Karban Pesach? Talmud Leimar, Oz, L'Xeri Shava. It says, Oz Yikra V'Asaisai, Oz Yaichubai, tells me that whatever applies to one applies to the other. Now the Gemara wants to know, Mishlai Ma'avodah Mishkachasma. I can understand the case of Avodah, the Isnu B'Shasachila, V'Lesnu B'Shasasiya, that you didn't have an obligation at the time of bringing the Karban Pesach, right? And then, at the time of Achila, they were there. Kigad, the Zavnino, Beini, Beini. You sold them, you bought them in between. You brought a carbon Pesach, you didn't own the Avadim. Then you went and bought an Eved. So now you have an Eved Kanani that's not Nimbol. So the Pasuk says you can't eat Pesach, so you have to mal him. Elis Chorav, the Isnu B'Shas Achila, V'Lesnu B'Shas Asiya, Hechim B'Shkach Aslam. How do you have a case of a boy that your own son wasn't around B'Shas Asiya and is around B'Shas Achila? When was this kid born? Last week. The bris is supposed to be today. So it's supposed to be before Zman Asiya. Where do you have a case of a child that by Asiya he wasn't a factor and then became a factor in between Asiya and Achila?
The
bris
is in between.
What do you mean? Erev Pesach, you bring the Pesach, that night you eat it. When is this kid not around B'Shas Asiya? An Eved cannot be around B'Shas Asiya and be around B'Shas Achila. I bought him Erev Pesach afternoon.
And 8 days not 8 for 8 either.
8 days is as soon in the morning.
Born in between.
Oh, that's Arla Shloibes Mamai. You're right. He was born Erev Pesach afternoon. So I have a kid that's an Arl. I can't eat Pesach. But I can't mal him yet. He was just born.
Or he was born 2 days before.
If he's born 2 days before, he's around B'Shas Asiya. Again, we're looking for a case that the baby is not a factor at the time that I bring the Pesach. It's only a factor when I want to eat the Pesach. Where is there a case that a baby is not a factor at the time of bringing the Karban Pesach and is a factor at the time of eating the Karban Pesach? Teretz is, he's born there Pesach afternoon. He wasn't there when I brought the Pesach. Then afterwards, my wife had the baby. So now I have an Arl. I can't eat Pesach. But that's Arl Shloim Bezman. I couldn't do bris. What do you want from me?
Right.
It's a raya that Arl Shloim Bezman is called an Arl. Since the Braisa says that Achil is ma'akil by his kids, how do you have a case that I was allowed to bring a carbon Pesach and that I become ineligible to eat because my kid is not mauled? How was I allowed to bring the carbon Pesach?
Why did not apply to
come
before?
What?
He's born a few days before. Why is that?
Moshe. So how could you bring the carbon Pesach?
Can't even bring it.
Moshe. When is it? I'm allowed to bring it.
Child has to be
Mal. My kid's Mila is ma'akiv me from bringing carbon Pesach. I can have a case. When the guy was bringing the carbon Pesach, they were not a factor. They became a factor after the Hakravas carbon Pesach, before Achila. I bought the Eved Erev Pesach afternoon. I brought my carbon Pesach, I went to the slave market and brought myself an Eved. He's not Nimol. How do you have a kid that was not a factor at the time of Akravas Karban Pesach and became a factor by eating Karban Pesach? Must be love this Yalad Ben Asiya Lachila. He must have been born Erev Pesach afternoon. Shema Minor, Arlus, Shlem Isman, I have Arlus. To Klar Raya, that even though this kid is 2 hours old, he's an Arl. That's what the Gemara wants to say. This is not the Maskana of the Gemara. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ein li la'akav b'Pesach, ela mila scharav sheyesh lo b'shas asiya. The mila of his boys that he has at the time that he brings Pesach. The gabi mila scharav ksiv oz yikra v'asoysoy. Vayim u'chita. The gabi avodav ksiv oz yoycho boy. Now, filo lo yhavi ever eved b'shas asiya. Even if the Eved was not around when he brought the carbon Pesach, v'hoyloi b'shas achila, and then became a factor at the time of eating, ma'akvoi min achila s'vizcha, it holds him back from eating Pesach. Minayin lite, the gabi bonim nami, imroi limo b'shas achila, if they're fit to be mauled at the time of eating, v'hoyloi b'shas achila, minayin sh'ma'akvoi min achila s'vizcha. How do I know that if your kid is around at the eating of the Pesach and wasn't there at the time of the bringing of the Pesach, they weren't there at the time of bringing the carbon Pesach. How is that case? Lav, isn't it? The Isil is Beini Beini, that they were born in between, is a raya that an aro, 2 hours old, minute old, 7 days old, well, it wouldn't happen by 7 days, but it has to be born, it's considered an aro. And it keeps the father from bringing a carbon pesach.
It's in the parsha of aro.
And the pasuk said, if you have a son in aro, you can't bring a carbon pesach. Dr. Gemara, I'm a rabbi, but since we're a rabbi, no, this doesn't make any sense.
Well, you can't bring it or you can't eat it?
Well, if he's born in between Asiya and Achila, he can't eat it. If he's born before Asiya, he can't bring it.
We're talking about he's born after...
That's the case we're looking for,
yeah.
Correct, yes.
According to this opinion, then someone whose kid is born before, and you don't, he can't eat carbon pesach?
Correct.
Can't even bring it.
Can't even bring it.
Right.
Correct.
Is there a mitzvah to bring it that day?
What, Pesach? Yes, of course. Every Pesach afternoon. You can't bring
no,
a carbon.
No, you can't. If you want, let's say you can't bring it earlier, you can't bring it earlier?
No, absolutely not.
That?
No.
Where have you been?
It's, Rebbe,
I'm just saying you can't.
No.
I'm talking about eating. Maybe it's no din and high special on growth.
No. I'm a rabbi. So Rabbi says, what you just said makes that no sense.
What I said?
No, what the Gemara said.
Oh.
Because the Torah says, Himoloi kol zachar, v'az yikav l'asayisai. Mal the zachar, and then do it. That means if you can't mal him, there's no obligation on you. The Torah is telling you, if you didn't do what you were supposed to, then you can't eat the carbon pesach or make the carbon pesach. What do you want from this guy? His kid's born now. He can't do the mila. The pasuk says himoloi kol zachar. Then he can't. What do you want? But to himoloi kol zachar brachmanav. But azikam latsoysoy. But haylab bar mehili. Can't fault him. The Torah is saying if you have a child that you should have mouthed and you didn't, you can't eat carbon pesach. Go mal him. I can't mal him. So it can't be that the case is talking about that the kid is born in between. Because that he would be able to eat carbon pesach. There's no mitzvah mila.
Same thing if he's 4 days old.
7 days old. Correct. So Rav is disputing that even if you learn Arla Shleim Bismana is Arla. But the reason I can't eat, a person can't eat if his kids aren't Nimo, is not because they're Arlo, it's because he didn't do his mitzvah. He has no mitzvah. It's not your kid being an aro that keeps you from eating carbon pesach. It's you not doing mila. What do you want from me? I couldn't.
Well, Rabbi, can I ask you a question here? Rabbi,
yes.
So why do we understand that as, why does Rabbi understand that as the implication? Why can't we just understand it? You can't, until he's eligible, you can't do this. It's not that there is no mitzvah yet. It's just that none of this applies until he's not eligible and you're not eligible until you have this mitzvah. Why is it incumbent upon the mitzvah being able to be performed at this moment?
The wording of the pasuk. The pasuk says, mow your kid and then bring the carbon pesach.
So why don't we understand that to mean, why don't we understand that to mean until you have the mitzvah to maul your kid, it's okay to bring it. It's only when the mitzvah applies.
That's how we're understanding it. That's exactly what we're answering. That's exactly
I'm
what
sorry,
we're saying.
I misworded it. Why don't we understand it the opposite way?
Because then the Torah would have just said, if your kid is an aro, you can't eat carbon pesach. The Torah makes it, the Torah would not have made it dependent on the word mila. The Torah would have said, if your kid is an aro, you can't bring carbon pesach.
What,
the Torah would
the
not have said, do mila and then bring pesach.
What's the key
by saying do mila and
the
then bring pesach, the Torah is saying, you can do mila. If not, the wording of the Torah should have been, unless your kid is nimo, don't bring carbon pesach. It doesn't say that. It says, go ahead and do the mila and then bring carbon pesach. If I can't do the mila, the Torah is not talking to me.
Silly question. When is there a hay inside of this word?
What?
When do you always, like, it's me? Why don't we call
it's Aramaic.
it's Aramaic?
Yeah.
Mechila?
It's Aramaic, correct.
So you don't, there's no such word as a homel. A homel.
No.
In Aramaic, or is that mayom?
No. Elo hakeh b'mayis kinan gan shekel chatzachama. The answer is, the kid was sick. And as the Gemara is going to explain, when a kid is sick, we have to wait 7 complete days. Which means, a kid got sick, he's born. Let's say he's born on a Sunday. And he had to be taken to the NICU, because he has a condition. And he's in the NICU till Sunday evening, 7 o'clock. Shtia is 8:15, and he was in the NICU from Sunday morning till Sunday night, 7 o'clock. The bris cannot be done till a week later at the exact same time. The bris cannot be done before 7 o'clock. Unlike a child that's born, we say day number 8, regardless of what time. A kid can be born Sunday evening, 8:10. Shkia is 8:15. We'll make the bris Sunday morning, which is less than a week. Right? We count that as day 8, because Sunday counts as day 1, and the next Sunday counts as day 8. Even though Sunday day 1 was 5 minutes, and Sunday day 8 is a half an hour. Doesn't make a difference. Day 8 is day 8. But when a kid is sick, the Gemara is going to explain, there's an obligation to wait till day 8, which is a week, but exact time, me'es le'es. And therefore the kid was born a week before Erev Pesach. He was born but he was sick. And he was sick to a point that we need to wait a week after he recovers. And we wait a week after he recovers, and it ends up being Erev Pesach afternoon after he brings the Karban Pesach. He couldn't do the Milah. Kid was not eligible for Milah because he had to wait to the exact time. But now, by the time he brings the Karban Pesach, the kid became eligible for Milah, and he didn't do it. He can't eat Karban Pesach. So that's when you have a case of a kid that wasn't a factor of B'Shas Asiyah, but became a factor of B'Shas Achila. Dr. Gemara, the fever left him. That's what I think it is. How does he learn Chotzasi? Left or came?
Left.
So then, if it leaves now, you can't do the Mila now, you have to wait a week. It happened last week. So why can't we do it in the morning, like we do on the eighth day? Dr. Gemara, begin a May slave. You need exactly from time to time. A whole week to the minute. Frek the Gemara of Tanu Ludah. Yoyim Havrasa ki Yoyim Hivoldoi. Ludah learned that the day of his health is like the day he's born, that you have to wait a week. Ma'alav, my Yoyim Hivoldoi, Levina Meisleis, Av Yoyim Havrasa, Levina Meisleis. Isn't the comparison telling me that just like when a kid is born, I don't need 7 complete days? So the same thing should be true when a kid gets healthy. So the Gemara lie, Adiv Yoyim Havrasa, my Yoyim Hivoldoi. All Ludah meant to say is that you have to wait a week. The exact parameters, the exact details of the week are different. I don't know what the source of that is. I said I don't know the source, but that's the halacha. It's the halacha l'maisa, by the way. People have bristin in the afternoon. That happened. Kid is born, and the kid was taken to the NICU for 2 hours. We consider a kid in the NICU sick. If not, they wouldn't take him to the NICU. That classifies him as sick. As soon as he comes out of the NICU, that means he's healthy. And then you have to wait a week from that. Exactly, basically. What? Every kid is in the hospital. They're born there, usually.
I thought you they come home, they have to go back in. That
is sick, yeah.
They're not the NICU.
No, but usually a kid is born there.
Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. Good Chila. Big Chila. So this once upon a time was a bigger tumult, and now it's less of a tumult.
It's called jaundice.
When I had my oldest son, the mile in Baltimore had a halacha that a certain number is considered sick, and before that number, it's not considered sick yet. And if it hit that number, he would wait a week after it came down, because he considered. Other mylem said no. That jaundice is not today, it's not considered an illness, and the doctors were on the side of the ones that did not consider it an illness in most cases. It turned that way. More and more people have accepted the second way of doing things now. The jaundice is not considered an illness. However, there are cases of jaundice that the doctor considers an illness, and at that point they would have to wait a week afterwards, correct? You're right. There's considered mechush, and there's considered a chayla. There's mechush, which means a slight thing, not considered enough to deem him ill, and then you just wait till the mechush is over, and then you have a chayla, which is he's considered sick, and he gets delayed a week after recovery.
This is...
I use NICU because a kid that's born in the hospital, the sign that something is wrong. Some kids are born, they're not breathing well yet. But a few hours later, premium. So you wait a week till after they get released from the NICU. Yes?
I was, my breast was a young
Shlosh. Together with the Pidyon HaBen, except the Yerkayan, yes.
I had
Greenwald was the kind by you, yes.
Yellow jaundice was called. Not just jaundice. That's not even the point here. The point I have is, who differentiates between a chola and a...
The Gemara. I don't know the source, but the Gemara does that.
Let's say something.
The cold.
They have
the... Yeah, let me explain. I think I can give up Rama's answer. Let me just try to give up Rama's answer. The Torah doesn't want Mila done if there's any danger. We learned out, and I don't know what the source is, that after illness, you have to wait a week. Now, waiting that week is not like Xeris HaKasav of Yom Shemini. It comes from the fact that we want to make sure there's a complete recovery. So, are you going to tell me that the complete recovery is different? A person who recovers at 11 o'clock in the morning or a person that recovers, there's no difference between 11 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock in the evening? If you tell me that it's a question of recovery, obviously it's a matter of hours, not a matter of days. Yom Shemini is Xeris HaKasav. The illness waiting the week is a recovery halacha. We need a kid to recover. We give him a week past his illness. Now, 11 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock in the evening, they recover at the same moment? Obviously, this guy, I don't know what the source is that we give a week, but whatever the source is that we give a week, that week has to be a whole week.
So, let's say a kid is born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Healthy.
Healthy, but, you know, his app scores are very low initially. So he's taken his meconium sucked out of his nostrils, and then, you know...
So again, you want to know what classifies a chayla and whatnot?
That guy, that's taken the NICU. The NICU, the unit went, and they took care of the issue. It would have been a big problem if he born a midwife. It would have been, but this, the NICU's team was there. They knew he was going to be an issue.
Again, I'm not positive. I'm not passing a local abaita, but I think that if he's taken to the NICU for whatever reason, we would. I'm not passing a local abaita. This child comes up all the time, and I think we would say 7 days from when he comes out of NICU. But I might be wrong. I might be that meconium is not considered enough to make him a chayla. I don't know.
When he comes out of NICU, he's not. And it looks like he's not well still.
And yet, whatever, and you're asking me, what is the source?
Start from 4 o'clock at that point?
No, the point I'm saying is, if he's well now,
so you want to know what the source is that we wait a week after he recovers? I don't know. He asked the same question. Repeat, push the record, the repeat button.
We don't have this thing that a week should...
Again, I don't know the source. We wait a week after recovery. You're asking me the same question. I don't know. I don't know. Should I announce it again? I don't know the source.
It's not even a source. Does a week cause the kid to be better?
Again, you're asking me, isn't he saying the same thing five times over again? I don't know.
I'm not even saying it is. You're a doctor. You should know. Does a week make the kid better, or is just... It's just a week. You know, why not?
I don't know the source for the third time. I'm sorry, for the 18th time.
It has nothing to do with 8 days. It's not a week because it's going to be on the 8th day of the recovery.
Yaim Havrasai Ki Yaim Hivaldai. I don't know the source of that.
Yes, it does have to do with the 8 days of the meal.
Right.
Because we're equating it to meal.
Yeah, I want to know where...
But there we need May's life. I don't know the source for 18th time. I don't know. I don't know. Does Arsko say the source? Rashi. He was sick and he got healed. And it left him. If he got healed, right? Until a week we don't mal him. He was already healed. This eighth day is Erev Pesach. In the middle of Mitzafra. But even the Mitzafra by Mehilu, is talking to Makale Masiya. So then it's the gay is bringing Korban Pesach. Why do I need a Pesach with Shas Achila? A week ago, the fever left at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. Vatani Ludov, Shem Chacham, Ludov is the name of a Chacham. Yoim of Rasa ki Yoim Yivoldoi. Tzorach lahamtin shmai de Yemen. My love, hochi kamar. Ma Yoim Yivoldoi levina meisleis. Just like Yoim Yivoldoi, we don't need meisleis. Av Yoim Avro levina meisleis. And for the Gemara loy, odiv Yoim of Rasa. For the Tani Lido, Yoim of Rasa ki Yoim Yivoldoi. Also, Ashmina, she tzorach lahamtin ad Yoim Shmini. Arshko doesn't say any source of this.
By
the 8th
for
8,
he says,
see Chuvas
Mahari
Wild. Wait, doesn't say any more than that?
You
hold 1 second.
Mahari
Wild. It was an Akhlet. An early Akhlet.
Mahari Wild?
Yeah.
Amazing, I got the one. Right, wrong. It was an Achlin. It was an early Achlin. No, I don't have it.
You
have one? It's my revival.
Not in the
I don't think so.
I would say if you haven't wrote all that.
It's probably on the computer.
He has every safer.
The computer has every safer.
Monday, supper, lunch. Wednesday, 4 10,
Aruch Lener in Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis says that according to one halacha, it's a halacha lemaishu Sinai. That it, you wait exactly a week, right? Makes that's what he says. But he says that depends on the answer of this Gemara. That's only according to the answer that says that you
whole body.
Right. He says, is it biblical or rabbinic? He says, from this Gemara you see it's biblical, from the fact that the Gemara gives the answer that the meisleis happened between Asiya and Achila. It's a biblical question. So the Aruch Lener brings a right from our Gemara that halacha of waiting a week after a fever is a biblical halacha. What's the source? Halacha l'maisha m'sinai. Someone will learn it's a rabbinic halacha, but that wouldn't fit in this teretz. It would be the other teretz that the Gemara is going to give. That's what the Aruch Lener says. So here's your answer of the source, because it's saying that according to the Aruch Lener, in our Gemara, he brings a raya from our Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara uses this answer for a biblical pasuk of Az Yechabai, that it is a halacha l'maisha m'sinai. What? How do you know?
Did Gemara ever talk about how they took the temperature back then? Just felt it by hand?
What?
How did they determine the temperature of a baby?
I don't know. Don't know. The Ran says it has to be a chayli kol haglof. It has to be considered sick.
How do you determine that on a kid? The temporal thermometer, they have it. It was advertised in a football game.
I don't know if it was advertised.
Right, anyway, so according to the Aruch Lanier, he holds that this is the machloek of the Terutzim here. The answer we just said holds it's a biblical halacha l'machamayshim m'sinai. The next two answers, I can give different answers, and those answers, you could learn it's a rabbinic halacha. So the answer to your question, where the source is, now that I know, according to Aruch Lanier, it's a, in this part of the Gemara, it's halacha l'machamayshim m'sinai. Thank you for making me look it up.
From this Gemara?
Achaner says it from this Gemara. Because the Gemara uses it to interpret Sukkah. That means we're talking biblical. Not the Gemara Bait. Rapapa Amar, Rapapa says a different terrace. Now the Koiv lay Einei Yanuka. He's not sick. You don't have to wait a week. The kid has an eye ache. He's in eye pain. Don't ask me how you know that. I don't know. The baby is on the eighth day. He's supposed to have Mila, and he's have pain in the eye. Not enough to delay the Mila a week, but enough to wait till he's finished with this episode. Right? That's your yellow that's not sick. That's your jaundice, not enough to make him sick to wait a week. But you wait till the jaundice leaves. Same thing here. You would wait till the eye issue is cleared up. Not enough to be a chayli. He's not chayli kogufay. He has an eye issue, which clears up between Asiya and it's the eighth day. He could really do Mila in the morning, but the kid had an eye issue. So you delayed the Mila till the eye issue was gone, which was in the afternoon. No week, no nothing, and therefore you don't need a week, you don't need that halach at all. And he got healed in between Asiya and Achila. Rashi, the cause of Eine, the Yanukim Ispach ben Asiya l'Achila. Very nice in Shiva Yamim. There's no 7-day halacha. Only somebody who had fever. Like the Ran calls it Cholako Gufay. Somebody who's ill. Somebody who has an ache in a part of a body. Right? Enough to delay Mila till that ache goes away, but not considered sick to wait a week. Rava Amar, Rava says, going to try Abba Ve'imai Chavushim Be'Beis HaSurim. It was day 8. The father and mother are in jail. They can't do the bris because they're locked up. Meanwhile, nobody else is doing the bris because they're going to be released this afternoon at 5 o'clock. They'll do the bris at 5 o'clock. It's their mitzvah.
Are they bringing Pesach?
Somebody counted them on the Pesach and counted them in. They're going to be released. Time of release, 5 p.m. So therefore, comes to Mila at the time of Asiya, what do you want the guy? They can't do it. They're not honest. You can't say, somebody else should do the Mila. You couldn't. The father's going to be around at 5 o'clock. It's his mitzvah. So if they don't do the Mila at 5 o'clock when they get out, they can't eat. Asiya was not a problem because at that time they couldn't do the Mila. But Achila is a problem because they were released. You're right. Had they not been released, theoretically they could eat the Pesach in jail without worrying about the Mila. Correct. It's the Shiloh because it's Pesach Lecho B'Chabura, not B'Chabura. Did everybody join him in jail, not join him in jail? You know, you'd have to talk to them. It depends if he's an older zone. Rashi. That's you bringing the Pesach.
So, I mean, if somebody buys an Evet early in the morning,
he cannot be part of a chabura.
Somebody does it for him.
He doesn't count.
Does it pop the whole cover?
No, it doesn't, because it's shleilim luyav. He's just an elam to him. Rashi, chavushim b'shat asiyah, mitzvahs milu metelus aleim v'leil acherim. V'hein enim yichaylam v'asas espitzchem, they can't make the Pesach. V'shachat shluchem aleim. V'ashmin and krosh, im yatsu b'shat achilu, milus b'nai makvasat. So here it is a big tumult. What's mom doing here? Who cares about mom? It's not mom's mitzvah. I'll show you Aviv in jail. What's mom? Where's mom coming into the picture? Yeah, but it's eight. We're talking about the eighth day. They're in jail, so they can't do the bris milah. What do you mean they can't do the bris milah? Mom has no mitzvah. So can anybody else? So can anybody else? What's mom doing here? That's the question that Achrayim have. So there is.
That's not the point. Did she bring it?
So over here there is. Interesting. At least I'm looking it up because it is very interesting. The Masha asked this kasha. So the Masha asks, what is mom doing here? Zok to Masha that even though she has no mitzvah to mal her kid, but she can't bring a carbon pesach if her kid's not mal. Even though she has no chiyuv to mal her kid, but if she has a kid that's not mal, she can't bring a carbon pesach.
Even if she's not in jail.
Even if she's not in jail. So therefore, how could she bring the carbon pesach? The answer is, she was in jail too, so therefore she was an honest, so therefore Asiya wasn't the problem. That's a chiddush of Masha, because you're saying like this.
Even if she wasn't in jail.
Again, she wasn't in jail, then she can't bring the carbon pesach. We're looking for a case that bringing was not a problem. So we're saying dad and mom were in prison, so bringing wasn't a problem. In fact, to Masha, who cares about mom? Zog to Masha, a chiddush nifla. That a woman who's not chayiv to mal her kid, but if she has a kid that's an oral, she can't bring a carbon pesach. So everybody and his brother, I shouldn't say everybody and his brother, Melchis Chenach and others, have a kasha. Bishleim by an Evan, the Mashal brings a raya from Evan, because by Evan, the Gemara said earlier, that a woman that owes an Evan can't bring a carbon pesach until she mals her Evan. So it's frankly the Achrayim. There she has a mitzvah to be mal her Evan. The Torah didn't say only men mouth their Evan. The Torah said everybody mouths their Evan. Here, the Torah said a father mouths his son. So therefore, there's different terutzim. The Sweet Aish, we mentioned him, right? Remember Sweet Aish? The Sweet Aish says that a woman is not mechuyev to mouth her Evan also. It's just that the Torah said she can't bring carbon pesach until she does. That the issur of bringing carbon pesach is independent of the chiyav to mal, the ability to mal. So even though a woman doesn't have to mal her avodim, but she can't bring a carbon pesach unless she does. Same thing is true by her kids. That's what he wanted to say the Masha holds. Because the Masha brings a raya from the Gemara of avodim. Let me explain. The Masha proves his point to a Gemara daf memches. The Gemara daf memches says that if a woman owns avodim, she has to mal them. The Gemara said over there. I'm sorry, I'll read the Gemara. Daf memches and aleph. The Gemara says,
she was tabled before she became a giyor.
No. The Gemara said that kol eved ish miknas kesef, you have to mal. Frank, the Gemara, eved ish lo eved isha? What, isha doesn't have to mal or avadim? The top three lines on Memchas Amar Aleph. So from there the Gemara seems to say that a woman who buys avadim also has to mal them. So, how can the Mashal use that as a raya to the case of sons? Avodim, she has an obligation. Sons, she has no obligation. So there's a Marach or a Jeruah who wants to say a big chiddush. It was the name of an Achron called the Marach or a Jeruah. So the Marach or a Jeruah says a big chiddush. He says, when a father can't mal the son, mom has a chiyav of mila. Either Gemara says in Kedushin that a mother doesn't have a chiyav of mila, that's when her husband's there. If her husband's not there, she has a chiyav of mila.
I thought it was Bezdin.
So he says, mom comes before Bezdin.
No way. That's Rida Ish?
No, that's the Marach or Zeruah. He's an early Akron. No, the Sri Deish lived in 1950s.
No. Where?
In Switzerland.
1950s?
Maybe even lived in, I don't know when he was nifter. He's in the late 50s or early 60s.
I can't believe that.
He was a Slabatka Talmud.
So he knew.
He was in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was saved. B'chiyu Yaakov Weinberg. He was a big Akron.
Am I ready?
Oh, the Tzvi Deyesh survived the fire. That's the name of his tshuvas.
So probably people that from Cleveland know him.
I didn't know him, no. But
I said,
it could be that people knew him, yes.
Wow.
I mean, my Rashiva knew him very well. I mean, knew him from Slobodan.
Am I correct?
He was a Rav in Berlin before the war, if you want to know his history. He was a Rav in Berlin before the war. How he ended up in the war so good, I don't know. He had an American visa, or whatever it is, and they didn't bother him. They let him out of the ghetto. He ended up getting to Switzerland. He survived the war. He lived in France and in Switzerland. He wrote the Shvi'i Yesh. He was one of the Gedolei Yisrael.
Where in Switzerland?
What?
Where in Switzerland?
I think the city is called Montreux.
Montreux.
I think that's where he lived. You can look him up on Google. Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. You can check him on your phone. You can check him up on Google. Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. You look him up on the phone. Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. I'll give you all the details of when he died. I think it was
Rabbi. Any relation to?
No.
Positive?
Positive, yeah.
Am I Gretchen?
Yes.
I think you said earlier that the Beis Din does not do the Mila because in anticipation of the father getting out, right?
Correct.
So why don't we say the same thing about the mother? She also, in anticipation of her husband getting out, she shouldn't be able to do the Mila the same way the Beis Din can't.
Good question. Even according to the Marakar Zeruah, why can't she say, I don't have to do the Mila because my husband's getting out at 5 o'clock? I don't have a good answer. I have to look it up again. I don't have a good answer. Good question.
The Gemara talks about the Bluriagi Yairis, where she owned the farm.
Oh, the question is that abrogation or only withholding? That's a shiloh whether she became a Vodun Kananim or not.
Right, and then they were Makhina themselves.
Right. What does the phone say about Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg? When was he nifter? Do you not have your phone? Okay. I'm just curious, yes.
Rabbi knows a lot of history.
I mean, it's not history. 1950s is not history. Really, I was born in the 50s, you know what I mean? You're still a youngster. You're probably born in the 70s. I was born in the 50s.
I was born in the 80s.
You were born again in the 80s. You were born in the 60s, no, 70s.
But hey, Remy, you knew, like, his name and where he's from. Did you, like, do you really...
I don't know. I bumped into him. I don't know. I know it. Okay. Rav Kahana b'Rei Din Mechemya Amar. Rav Kahana, the son of Rav Mechemya, says, Kegon Tumtum Shenikra V'Nizm Sezachar, Beini U'Beini. He died in 66? I didn't know that. And he lived in Montreux, was that right? Died in Montreux. Thank you. So theoretically, I could have known him. He died in 1966. I just didn't know him, but he was... he wrote the Sefer Shvi'i Yesh. That's what it says. I think he lived in France for a while. Anyway, Rav Kahana's answer is that the kid was a tumtum. The genital area was covered. He couldn't do bris milah because the genital area was covered. On the day 8 in the afternoon, somebody removed the genital cover. Till then, they, you know, it was a very dangerous thing to do in those days because you could kill a kid. So whatever it was, it happened on the day 8 in the afternoon. So now they can do bris milah. They couldn't do it at the time of Asiyah. We will continue, Mir Shem. Sunday morning, 6:30. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbat.